We're back. I'm Gina Kaufman here on KCUR's Central Standard with the food critics Charles Ferruza, Mary Block, and Jenny Vergara. Before we go, it's a new year, and we want to know what's really big in the Kansas City restaurant scene right now. So our critics are going to tell us about the new developments worth watching. Jenny Vergara, start us off.
Espirito do Sol is the new Brazilian steakhouse that has opened up out in Johnson County. It is absolutely a beautiful space. They've spent all the right money to make it look the way it needs to look for this luxurious kind of meat-centric meal. But even more than that, they have both the cold and the hot bar that's all you can eat. And you can go in and just have that if you're not interested in the meat circus that follows. The couple that owns it are from Brazil. They are incredible. She's the chef. He worked at Fogo de Chão down on the plaza. So it's just a fantastic, fantastic Brazilian restaurant that everybody needs to go and try.
I'm not used to hearing all you can eat and exciting new culinary development mm-hmm. kind of put together like this. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, being married to a Brazilian for 15 years, I do have some prejudice when it comes to Brazilian food for sure. But I will say that, you know, of all the Brazilian restaurants, they are doing the most authentic Brazilian dishes. So if you're from South America or enjoy South American food at all, particularly Brazilian, go in, try it. You'll enjoy it.
What else should we be paying attention to?
Plate has opened up in Brookside, and they're a cozy little spot that's kind of in they're calling it East Brookside neighborhood. Basically, it's the folks that own Season and Square. It's the couple that own that, which is a little spice shop next door, and they've now opened their little bistro, and it's got a really cute bar and a small but serviceable dining room that's very, very luxe, and it's very beautiful. They've spent all the right money, I think, making that place look great. They have Chef Brian Meal in the kitchen, and he's doing kind of lighter Italian versions of food, more Mediterranean maybe than even Italian. So it's don't think pasta, red sauce, and heavy things. Think lighter versions.
I would suggest if you are interested in going to Plate, I think you really need to make a reservation.
Oh, yeah. It's way too small. Yeah. And it's a neighborhood place. So just know that you'll go rub elbows with all those East Brookside folk.
Like me.
Okay. And then the next one is Prime Sushi. So it just has opened up right off of Main in the old Accurso's Italian restaurant spot. And it opened, I think, the day after Christmas, which is hugely ambitious. I don't know what server you could get the day after Christmas to show up. But they're doing kind of fun pop culture sushi. So they certainly have a beautiful sushi bar. They have an incredible hot menu, very long, interesting things on that. But they also do sushi, a beautiful new sushi bar in the space.
I love the names you were telling us.
Oh my gosh. Well, Coconut Gigolo is the name of one of the rolls. Kiss Me on Fire or something is the plate comes on fire. You know, if you're looking for kind of
suggestive sushi.
Yeah, it's poppy. It's fun. It's a weird mashup of the old Accurso space and this new Japanese influence. And I think it's just fun, you know? It's just quality fish and it's fun.
Jenny, there's one place opening any minute now that you want to alert us to.
Yeah, Unbakery and Juicery is going to be opening up again in the East Brookside area. This is Robin Krause, who had the Filling Station coffee shops, and she is doing kind of her health food version here. So it's going to be fresh cold-pressed juices, coffees, protein balls, kale salads, light, lovely, healthy things to go. She'll be teaching classes, and the space is really beautiful, architecturally very interesting.
It's an old bank.
It's an old bank, but it's like an A-frame that has this cool 1960s metal work on the front, and she has a fantastic drive-through, which I think will be a big boom for her.
And this is in East Brookside?
East Brookside.
Mary, what do you want to tell us about? We just heard about sushi, so start us off with your sushi news.
I will do that. Bob Wasabi Sushi is on 39th Street, right across from Room 39 and Poe's Dumpling. It's in a very unassuming strip mall center, but don't let it stop you from going in. The atmosphere inside is, as you would expect, a typical sushi Japanese feel. Bob Wasabi is the patriarch of this family, and the whole family works there. He's the sous chef, and he's a darling man. If you sit at the sushi bar, he'll regale you with stories and show you all the fish that comes in daily. It's a small spot, so he is concentrating on three or four different kind of fish. He said you're not going to get every roll possible, and that way he can turn over the fish quickly, and he gets it from the Marshall Islands, and the salmon comes from Scotland, and it's outstanding, and they're just so nice in there, and I'm
what
sure they'll do well.
Can you identify what it is about the technique that differentiates maybe what you're getting there from other sushi places in town? Because there has been so much talk about that, like, this place is different.
He was trained in Hawaii. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to prepare the fish, you know, the size. He knows exactly how to make the rice, and it just works. But I think part of why it's successful is the fish is incredibly fresh, and he's really a nice guy, and the family is just very warm.
So it's fun to be there.
It is fun to be there.
What other places do you want to tell us about, or other news?
Well, we talked about Columbus Park Ramen Shop already. The Donut Lounge, if you are into donuts and cocktails, or both, it's an interesting spot. It's in Westport, and they have donuts and cocktails. They have signature donuts that are like s'mores you can have with chocolate and ganache and marshmallow
fluff.
Don't
they have like a biscuits and gravy donut?
Yes, those are called no-duts. Donuts.
I feel like a place, I mean, I haven't been there yet. A place called the Donut Lounge would make me think that I'm going for like lots of like classic donuts, like the ultimate donut place. But these sound very not classic.
They are not classic. They have some that are classic. They have glazed and old fashioned. I had a chocolate espresso bean. But they have ham and cheese, as Charles was talking about. They have one that's got sage and sausage gravy and fried egg on it.
So these are just – they're things that are round with a hole in the middle.
Not necessarily. The maple bacon one is a long, long one.
Long John.
Long John, yep. So there are different shapes and sizes, and they have a full cocktail menu. I think I might be sick if I was having a cocktail with some of these heavy drinks, but you get people when you walk in there. Some people are eating and some people are drinking, and you don't have to do both.
So it's just, it's a good social space, it sounds like.
It is, and something that's taking the country by storm. Oh, and so now we've got one in Kansas City.
Mary, let's jog quickly through your last couple of pieces of news.
Yes. Tomstown is a new distillery at 17th and Main, and two men who grew up and went to kindergarten together here have come back to town. They rehabbed the building. It's gorgeous.
What building?
It's at 17th and Main. It's an old building. And
the pitch office used to be there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it looks better than when it was the pitch office. And they've got a beautiful distillery. They have tours. They have a speakeasy, beautiful bar. They make their own vodka and gin and will soon make their own whiskey, although they curate small batch whiskeys now. I'm not a gin drinker, and that gin blew me away. They've got 14 botanicals in it. The smell was great. It was fabulous. And they do have food. They have a lot of small plates. Lastly, I will tell you that Cafe Sebastian, which has been around forever, just changed their dinner hours, which is noteworthy because it was always Friday and Saturday nights, dinner only. They have lunch during the week. And now it will be Thursday and Friday. So Saturday nights are open for private parties.
And so no Saturday dinners.
No Saturday dinners. But now you get Thursday as
so
well as Friday.
Fair trade, I guess.
Yes.
Charles, do you have some news that you want to share?
Yeah, last night I went to, I've been there once before, but the new Magnolia Contemporary Southern Bistro, which used to be, I think, at 22nd and Cherry, or maybe
right around there, yeah. Anyway.
And this is a huge, that place was too small. This place is huge. And it actually gives the chef, Shanita Bryant, the opportunity to have a real kitchen. She was like in a closet before.
Where is the new location?
99th and Holmes in the celebrated Gomer's Plaza. And I got to tell you, maybe some of the best fried chicken I've ever had. Really good. Definitely the best short ribs I've had in a long time. And I want to say that everything was delicious. I'm not a big dessert eater on my current diet, but I did have the chocolate souffle cake, and it was delicious.
So it's contemporary soul food, is that right?
I would call it that, yeah.
What other items are offered? I mean, you've described a couple of them.
Well, I just happen to have the menu right here, Gina, and I'll tell you. Well, fried chicken, of course. A catfish burger. I didn't order that. A great pickled beet salad and shrimp and grits. Great shrimp and grits.
And, do they still have red velvet waffles?
On the brunch menu, yes. And in the yeah, they do. And actually, it was one of the better Sunday brunches I've had in 2015. Maybe one of the best.
Talk up to me a little about the location, because she had a successful smaller location, probably had a lot of options for where to move, and her new location seems like perhaps there might be something of a statement or, you know, cultural desire to be in a certain location.
Well, it's in South Kansas City where, you know, new restaurants don't open there very
right.
often. And I do know that she was very eager to have a real big kitchen.
She got as much space and as much kitchen as she could afford,
right,
basically,
right.
out south.
And yeah, it's very classy.
Girl can cook.
Yeah,
girl can cook.
Any other last mentions, Charles?
No.
Okay. Well, our time is up for today's session with the food critics on KCUR Central Standard. For our critics' definitive list of the best soups and stews in town, just head to kcur.org later today and keep those soup reviews coming by chiming in on Twitter. We're at KCUR. CST. Charles Ferruzza, it's great having you as always.
Thank you, Gina.
And Jenny Vergara, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Mary Block, great soup suggestions.
Thank you.
I'm trying them all. Listen back to anything you heard on our show at kcur.org/centralstandard. We'll have all of today's stories up there later today, and you can always go through our archives. Sign up for our podcast while you're there, and then listening can happen whenever you want. Monday, we'll talk about a trend in city planning, the privatization of public streets. Didn't know that was happening? Tune in to learn more Monday at 10. KCUR's Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross, with Fridays by Jen Chen. Special thanks to contributor Andrea Tudhope and intern Coy Duggar. Linda Scher runs the board for us every day. Our theme music is by Spoonbender Labs. I'm Gina Kaufman. Have a great weekend.